Blog Talk Radio.
Words, you fucking nerd.
heard you tried to bribe me, ride me, dodge me. Fucking fight, making money on my hobby. Reason to breathe them up, got him up, butt is butt. Put up, wanna fight, bitch, put him up. How that sun, come get knocked down. So long as I know, bitch, you won't last around. I bet left eye, what's he can fuck with next? Step that ass in the ring. And I'm a jab in a jet, cause I'm the hell black prince of the south. And you run up, don't get knocked the fuck out. All around, blow for blow, we can go. Cause if you really listen, ass whooping. Here I go, here I go, here I go.
Talking shit, this is vice versa, no fucking commercial. Peace, Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Year the Black Fist series, the Book of Bricks series, the program series broadcasted live every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Do the Knowledge Radio, hosted by none other than the Blacktivist, the Realignment Specialist, the nationwide advocate for Black empowerment, my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Baba Bricks, a.k.a. Lil Bricks, a.k.a. Big Bricks, a.k.a. Uncle Bricks, a.k.a. Cousin Bricks, a.k.a. Bricks Empire. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others the host and founder of the Year of the Black Fist series, none other than Baba Bricks, a.k.a. Brickhead. What up?
Shit, cruising through the city right now.
Cruise through the city in my 6-4.
In the 6-4, and cruising through the city in my
08.
Oh, man. I got out to my brother, so that's why I'm here right now.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute and a half. You know what I'm saying? I got a little brick sick. Girl, I got a little brick sick. Oh, shit. Be having them haters brick sick. Oh, y'all don't want me on the album. Y'all don't want me on the album. Charlie.
Yeah, February was a pretty rough month, man. You know what I'm saying? Just from a couple different aspects. I was on the road back and forth to Mississippi a lot in February, you know what I'm saying? For those that don't know, my grandfather passed, you know what I'm saying, a transition, you know, so that's why the last 2 weeks we ain't really been on. But we back in full effect now, you know. It don't stop. Couple kinks, couple glitches in the software, but, you know what I'm saying, we worked it all out. Get everything back to normal format.
You talking about the glitch?
Don't get caught up in the glitch.
Get caught up in the glitch.
Glitching cool, folks, don't get caught up in it. You know what I'm saying? You get stuck in glitch. But we all
already stuck in it now. They stuck in it now. You know what I'm saying? It's that part in Victory, man, that video and shit. What I'm going to do now, huh? Y'all hear me out there? What I'm going to do now? It's all fucked up now. We 20 years into that era, man. I'm telling you, man, 97, man. 97 was like, my man, I don't even know if the words could describe that year, man. 97, man. I'm on my 97 shit right now. No, last year I was on my 96 shit, so I was on my Reasonable Doubts. You know what I'm saying? I was on all things 96. I'm on my Wu-Tang Forever. This is my Wu-Tang Forever year. You know, the year of the double CD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, you already know I'm on that. I'm at my old show.
I was throwing the bone out there for the segue.
A couple of days ago, you know what I'm saying, I was thinking about that, you know what I'm saying, about how I don't want to compare it to that year just off the simple fact of how classic the albums was dropping, you know what I'm saying, but the stepping up of the songs, you know what I'm saying, in the conscious music aspect, you know, since over the last 2 weeks, since my hiatus, you know what I'm saying, I've got that United Front album recently, you know what I'm saying, and that's going to push it up another level. So, you know what I'm saying? And we're only in, what, March? We're in March right now, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's been some classics with some dope. You know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to the rest of the year. You know, I know Imani probably dropping another project this year. Since the way Yusef work like I do, you know what I'm saying? So he might drop another joint, you know what I'm saying? But it's just crazy, man. You know, I'm
what's,
excited about
what's
this
your favorite
year.
Track off of that EP, man?
Oh, off of which one?
Off of that United Front EP.
Fail. Yeah, Fail by Akitunde. That's my favorite joint off there. That or the Bomani got a track on there called The Reformer. That shit go hard too. But yeah, them the ones that get heavy rotation, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's rock this Fail real quick. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know I am great. I know I am great. I know I can get it. I know I am great. I know I can get it. I know I am great. I know I can. Why you want me to fail? Huh? The block hotter than hell. And we dumping the shell.
Bang, 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 bang.
Cause all is not well. Well, how you think it feel?
How you think it feel?
When your ship never sail.
Just trying to sail.
And all the love is fake.
Know it.
But shit getting real. I know they want me to fail. The block hotter than hell. And we dumping the shell.
Dumping the shell.
Yep. Cause all is not well.
Universe is not well.
Why they want me to
fail? Why they want me to fail?
Well, listen, cause I'm black, cause I'm young and awake. Picture that,
suck
hard as the bricks. Against my back,
against my
might
back.
Think I'm spitting rap,
nah.
But I solicit facts. Cook it up and bust it down,
like
I just slipped the pack.
Never.
Sure as ever, smoke the whole mission stack. Realize the whole world is full of riches. We can either get it back, dissing the women, trying to beat pimps and max.
Never.
And that shit is whack. Forget
wow.
Chasing the cheese, it's just a trap.
Just
I'd rather
trap.
Play my cards, I ain't looking for pity pat. I'm heaven sent before I let it big send me back. I'ma open the 40 and twist his cap. The block hotter than hell. And we dumping the shell.
Bang, 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 bang.
Cause all is not well.
Nah.
Well,
not
how
well.
You think it feel?
How you think it feel?
When your ship never sail.
Just trying to sail.
And all the love is fake.
Know it.
But shit getting real.
I
know they want me to fail.
Why?
The block hotter than hell.
No, it's not.
And we dumping the shell.
Dumping the shell.
Cause all is not well.
Milwaukee
County. Well. Why they want me to
fail? Why they want
that's the best revenge.
Except
the win. Keep your face off the corner of main checking 10 times. Money invest within. Be precise, never guess the fin. Where my weapon comes. Poverty ain't just a trend. They you love to see me with my back wet up like a Mexican.
Never.
Or back distressed again.
Nah.
You see, I pipe down.
Yeah.
I know just what to do when pressure in. Folks who I love who don't want me to blow. Elders who pray for my failure, they don't want me to grow.
Wow.
Or develop my seeds, they don't want me to sow.
Huh.
Stampede through head and fire something. My soul
like one in a
home. The block hotter than hell.
The block is hot.
And we dumping the shell.
Bang, 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 bang.
Cause all is not well.
Nah.
Well, how you think it feel?
How you think it feel?
When your ship never sail.
Just trying to sail.
And all the love is fake.
Know it.
But shit getting real. I know they want me to fail.
Why?
The block hotter than hell.
No, it's not.
And we dumping the shell. Cause all is not well.
All is not well.
Why
I got one brother with MS, another one with Crohn's. I can feel it in my bones. Damn, we getting old. All that recklessness catch up, and now you know. Hindsight is 20/20, but that moment is gone. All the women I've hurt, all the money I've blown. I hope all I've crossed forgive me. It's time I atone. The Vanguard put in over 10 years to be your household name, but there's still names that will rather see us cold. And homie, that's cold. We really here for the people that spit from the soul. Real black and bold, pass the torch, Africans must prevail. And I never understand why they want to see us fail.
Hell,
why they want us to fail.
Yeah, bro, Akatunde University Avenue definitely be snapping, man. Definitely one of the underrated MCs that's out there. And I think one of the reasons is I'm humble, but bro is way more humble than I am, you know what I'm saying? But he definitely puts in work for the people, you know what I'm saying? He definitely got a dope style, you know what I'm saying? He definitely puts the message in the music, so I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the effort that he puts forward in the music. So like I said, that is one of my favorite tracks off that album. I guess you can play The Reformer by Bomani.
I'm the reformer, make wrong things right, cause the wrong man is always white. Listen, I'm the reformer, here to show you the light, cause this white man is always white and wicked. Listen, so let me kick it, just give me a couple. You say racism don't exist, I'ma tell you, you full of shit. Bringing darkness to the devil, Bomani is full of. Got the hollow heads full of, and my dungeon is full of. Turn a female crack fiend to a black queen, to show the black queen her dominant black jeans. Then our black jeans combining match jeans. That's how we procreate and raise another black seed. Raise our morality. Black family is the casualty. Rapidly change the pen. All black people will meet the end with the paper and the pen. I'll be telling you this again. Black people don't have a friend. So start checking this crack again. Lynched and hung, I'ma give you a slug. And when it comes to reparations, we gon' take it in blood. Yeah, I'm the reformer, make wrong things right, cause this wrong man is always white. Listen, I'm the reformer, here to show you the light, cause this white man is always white and wicked. Listen, so let me kick it, just give me a couple. You say racism don't exist, I'ma tell you, you full of shit. Donald Trump is still a prick, and Hillary still a bitch. Didn't matter which one they hit, it's somebody that's on their list. Switch Obama for that, turn it with honor. The black burner, the karma for the slavery and horror. The Europeans, the scholars, never talk about the dollars that built up their whole economy. I studied this, now follow me. Theft is theft, and debt is death. We was left to sweat and step and fetch. I rep the best, U.S. is best. So save the threats, just bring the check. Yeah, lynched and hung, I'ma give you a slug. And when it comes to reparations, we gon' take it in blood. Yeah.
To take control of my life, I made up my mind to turn my body into a weapon. I would be a warrior scholar. I boxed. I began reading. I gave up all the worthless luxury. In fact, I hated everyone. I didn't even speak English. I spoke hate. And its verbs were fists. I made up my mind to turn my body into a weapon that would eventually set me free. Or kill anyone who sought to keep me in prison.
Definitely big shouts out to the Vanguards, man. That was the former. By Bomani, off of the United Front Vanguard album. Like I said, they went hard. They went pretty hard on that CD. So you know, it's been in the whirlwind for a minute. A lot of people have been asking for a Brick Foundation and United Front collaboration, and I'm here to say that people have to wait no longer. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess you do have to wait longer because the Book of Brick don't come out to June. But, yeah, I've already secured a verse from Bomani. You know what I'm saying? I got a verse on the way from Doc Mighty, and I got a verse on the way from Shea Black. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Shay Black, what up to the brother? You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely looking forward to that. Killers, Cutthroats, and Warlords drop, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people sleep on Shay Black style because he don't really push himself as a rapper. But bro be snapping, though, you know what I'm saying? That Gun Blow go hard, too, off that Vanguard album, you know what I'm saying? That's another track I'll be tuned in off of. But, yeah, man, you know, like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to the remainder of this year. They even got Preach rapping now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely it's in the air, man, you know what I'm saying? And the cool thing about it is it's forcing the swords to be sharpened, you know? It ain't no lollygag. It ain't no sitting back and being like, oh, I'm this and I'm that, you know what I'm saying? I'm already secure. And my element, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's like putting on their game face and bringing their A game, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes it dope. So I definitely appreciate all the artists out there, you know what I'm saying, putting their best foot forward. And now, did you disappear or something, man?
Yeah, my bad. I was trying to take care of some business real quick. Both of these tracks, man, I mean, both of these tracks was extremely fire. And I agree wholeheartedly with that description of Akintunde, man. That is a powerful brother, man. And that humility is off the chain, you know. You know, that's that gentle giant, you know, warrior. You see what I'm saying? Like somebody you don't want to piss off type of situation. You know what I mean? And very talented, very, very talented, you know, a writer, a poet, you know, MC, all of these different layers, you see what I'm saying? Like you bring all of your talents and your skill and your heart and your spirit. You get a 1,000% when you listen to Brick. You see what I'm saying? You come in with all of it. It's like you rev it up even with the, like, you know, Biggie had the oh, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you might shout the website out or something. It's like you charging it up and shit. And you don't let it go right till it's time. And then, bam, you know. So you get all of it in. Like you put everything. Like I see your body leaning over and all of that. You see what I'm saying? So you putting everything into it. So when you've done, you've done. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit. Like ain't nobody. Who supposed to come after that? Like, nah. You know what I mean? So it's the same with the amount of, you know, care that's put into it. You know what I'm saying? But I heard like his ability to put out verses too. It's like boom, 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 boom. He don't bullshit around about nothing that he do. You see what I'm saying? So it's like boom, 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 boom. A streamline kind of dude, but at the same time, streamline with calculated, thoughtful, all of that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it shows. You see what I'm saying? It shows. And you was mentioning Damani, and Damani got, you know, a crazy work ethic. You see what I'm saying? And you even mentioned Preach, and we all know what kind of work ethic Preach got. You see what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, one of those things.
Amen.
Like, so, you know, that fail is fire, man. And that Reformer, like when I heard the title, I thought it was coming in a different kind of way. You see what I'm saying? But the way that he described it, you know, because we kind of went through the EP, you know, had a conversation about it, and he was talking about, you know, how our people are reluctant to change. You see what I'm saying? Or people in general, but he was really talking about, you know, us, you know, how we reluctant to change. So, you know, I hear the Reformer, and I hear the program. You see what I'm saying? To change the program, to reform the program, to reform, reshape the mind. You see what I'm saying? Based off of where we need to be going. You see what I'm saying? So you see all of that, you know what I mean? And then at the end, man, the Reuben Hurricane Carter story, you see what I'm saying? 16 rounds, man. From that book, 16 rounds. I was like, man, damn. You know what I mean? I didn't speak English. I spoke hate. You see what I'm saying? Like, I made that decision that day. You see what I'm saying? Like, in that prison cell, you had an epiphany. You see what I'm saying? He would be free or seek to kill anybody who tried to put him in bondage. You see what I'm saying? He was in Jamesburg. I know what the fuck that shit is like in New Jersey. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So that Jamesburg youth house that he was in, you see what I'm saying? And that's, you know, in our time. So imagine you know, in the 60s or, you know, in the 50s, you know, whenever the time frame that he was in there. You see what I'm saying? All that shit that was going on and how they was treating motherfuckers up in there. You know, you see, you know, from the movie, what he went in the joint for. You see what I'm saying? You know, white motherfucker was trying to molest his friend and shit. Stabbed him up to save his life. You know what I mean? So, like, that kind of thing. Like, so that fight is in us. You know, that fight against the system, that fight, you know, for liberation. You see all of that fight that's going on that's personified by that quote at the end. You see what I'm saying? So regardless, you know, making that commitment to say we're going to stand for the people, whether they want to, whether they like it, whether it's unpopular, you know, whatever, whether it's 1,000 people with it or just a few people, it still don't stop the fight. Just like you were saying earlier, it don't stop, man. It's just like, you know, you see it all, and it's real, man. It's like, I didn't even speak English. I spoke hate. You see what I'm saying? Like, like that's it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you see that shit, like, you know, and that's a fight on your hands, and you see him training. You see what I'm saying? You said, I would turn my body into a weapon in my mind. You see what I'm saying? So, like, he read the books that he wanted to read. You see what I'm saying? But he was training every night. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, cats were sleeping. He was up training. You know what I mean? And reading. All of that. You see what I'm saying? So that transformation process that make him a ferocious fighter with a ferocious mind. You see what I'm saying? And he was whooping motherfuckers' ass in the ring. You see what I'm saying? Like, just from that aesthetics. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that could allude to on the mic. That could allude to on the street. That could allude to, you know, in the combat type of situation, but all the aesthetics that's necessary and proper that you would go through in order to be able to stand on your square. You see what I'm saying? So, I know I just went off on some other shit. I just didn't want you to think I wasn't paying attention to what was going on. I just was trying to do two things.
No, I'm just paying attention, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just like the super talkative person. I mean, I go in full panic mode when it's like 5 seconds of silence. Like, alert, Amber Alert, nigga. Nah, but yeah, you spot on, man. Yeah, I'm glad United Front, I want to say took Akatunde under their wing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad they linked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that that bridge was formed for them to link up together. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, United Front have been around for a while. You know what I'm saying? So just to tag that onto his name. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, like I said, Akatunde has been around for a minute too. You know what I'm saying? He dropped the Offset papers before Black Fist even dropped. You know what I'm saying? Those were back around the T-Folk days. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it was heavily pushed like that. But the project was super dope. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, like I said, I'm just glad that firepower got behind him. You know what I'm saying? So even it still allows him to be humble. But I know Bomani, Doc Mighty, you know what I'm saying, Shea Black, you know what I'm saying, Dito Green, the rest of them gonna make sure that the brother, you know what I'm saying, is pushed out to the masses, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, that definitely is dope. Speaking of which, you know what I'm saying, we actually had an incident where where we were supposed to do a track, me, him, and Bomani. And he was the only one that sent back the feature, you know what I'm saying? And when we go speaking about work ethic, you know what I'm saying? Because he sent the track probably back in like 2 days, you know what I'm saying? I recorded my verse and he recorded his verse, and I never got Bomani's verse, but you know what I'm saying? But we definitely working on that right now. We got a song that's in the works for the Book of Brick.
Oh shit. About to get a Brick United or United Brick?
Nah, I just told him we gonna call it United Front. That's the name of the track. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what, I mean, it just so happens to be their name, but that's what we displaying with that track. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, they've been around for a couple of years. I've been around a couple years now. You know what I'm saying? People are relevant. I'm relevant to a few people now. So, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's just been a lot of people been asking for it, you know what I'm saying? So it was only right that we put that united front together and make it a track, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully Akitunde can find his way on it, you know what I'm saying? Last I talked to Bomani, he said Doc Mahdi and Shay Black was the only ones jumping on there. But, you know what I'm saying, that's cool with me too, you know what I'm saying? Any other family from them, you know what I'm saying, on the album. So even if I have to get Akitunde on a separate track, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, but... we definitely working, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm 13 songs. Excuse me, I'm 13 songs in already on the Book of Brick. You know what I'm saying? I think on the rest of this, I'll probably go heavy with the local production for my homie and my engineer G. Ashe. You know what I'm saying? Just give it a hometown feel to it. But other than that, man, yeah, like I said, it's about to be exciting close down to the album drop, you know what I'm saying? I'll be finished with it by May, you know what I'm saying? And those close to me will get a few leaks, you know what I'm saying? I can't give out the whole album, but those close to me will get a few leaks, I mean, leaks of the album. Get on my DJ Clue shit around May, the third week of May or something.
You know I can't wait for shit. I'm fired the fuck up about the shit already.
I don't know. I'm still waiting on this feature from Brother Shot. I don't know if he's going to hit me with it, though. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I might have to reach back out to him, though. You know what I'm saying? In a minute, so I spoke to him. But like I said, I pretty much got everybody in the Black Power community on the album. You know what I'm saying? It just showed a gradual... growth, I guess. My first one, solo album, was just me. Second one, I had a couple features, you know what I'm saying? Those was in-house, pretty much close to me. You know what I'm saying? The Damani's, the Freemans, you know what I'm saying? And then the third one is going to be like, I'll have like a unity, you know what I'm saying, feel to it, you know what I'm saying, where I'm kind of using the Book of Brick as a platform also to spread the other artists that's on the album to my fan base, you know what I'm saying?
Bodies from trees and the profit not turn a sword of blood on the leaves. And if you sitting there questioning, well, what do he mean? If you want to get free, you must be willing to bleed and shed the blood of our enemies with lightning and speed. And may the ancestors bless us for these righteous deeds.
Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head.
Born traumatized, surrounded by strangers in the delivery room. Name doesn't match your ancestors, you are already doomed. Immune system attack, vax made to hate being black. Your God is your enemy mentally, spiritually it's a trap. Then you get sent to school, you only learn to be a tool for white domination, playing the game to lose. What you wanna be when you grow up is what you ask. The size alive, this crack already got some plans. Will it be dead or jail? Maybe you could be an instrument, become police or join the military. Benefiting them, everything you do is evil for or against. But you know better, you starting to lose all your friends. Everybody thinks you're crazy, but you keep searching. You learn this white man's a demon, and you wanna burn him. So you organize, your blackness gets glorified, and you swear to decapitate the devil before you die. Cut the head,
burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head, burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down. Cut the head. Burn the house, burn it down.
That's my favorite track right there. It's my favorite joint. And I like them all for different reasons, but this was the first one. And that shit was like the like some Rough Riders Volume 1 shit. You know what I mean? Like it ain't no intro, that's the intro. You know what I'm saying? That's right, you know what I mean?
With the
Rough Riders anthem on
there. It was just da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like some mad scientists, some Swiss beats in the basement playing the beat machine and some shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I was like, man, this shit sounds crazy.
Any case,
cut the hair, burn the house, burn it down. I'm like, fuck it.
Okay, I feel that way right now too.
And it's double. You know what I mean? Like it's I don't like using that word double entendre. Like people just say it just to be saying it and shit. But it's dualistic. You know, I like that word, like dualistic. Cause you hear it hype and you hear it calm at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Simultaneously fucking you up with that shit. So the beat is going crazy and it's like, how is these cats even on this track? So you hear, you know, cut the head, burn the house, burn, like it's he's saying it, like some he's saying it, and the other one is a chant. So it's like, you know what I mean? So it's like it's rowdy and calm at the same time. You know what I mean? So it's like telling you that Ride or Die, Volume 1 joint, the Rough Riders. You know, really coming in with that, the Rough Riders. And then it's like, you know, they come in, everybody come in with it raw. But they come in it with a raw calm. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you and your son. You know where it's from. Show me the money. I'll show you a gun. Motherfucker, like that. Like, you know, like, but then they rev it up in there. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, Bomani came on raw and, you know, Doc Mott came on smooth. You see what I'm saying? So that was like a perfect balance for me. You know what I mean? And two different perspectives, you know. One from a historical perspective and the one from a present day standpoint. You see what I'm saying? So again, it's like the matrix form type of situation that's going on. You know, when Doc Mott come through, what, you know, you born like this, you know, you getting these shots and, you know, all these things that are happening, like this naming it, you know, through the course of your life. You see what I'm saying? How you getting pushed into this system. You see what I'm saying? And then you know you got to fight. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same same type of, you know, situation, you know, painting a picture historically from our, you know, glorious past of insurrection, and then present day, the reason for the warriors nowadays to be standing up. You see what I'm saying? So it's like it's a bunch of things that's happening in that joint for me. No, you still there, Rick?
Yeah, I'm still there. I was rolling up.
Shit, man. My bad.
Hey, play that Gumblow right quick since you was talking about the Rough Rider days, man.
Which one?
That is what that reminded me of. Gumblow by Shea Black.
Oh, yeah. That shit is crazy.
Wait, yeah, sir, this is the United Front Vanguard Hour.
Nah, we got to get into some hip-hop. Yeah, I got to get on some 97 shit, man, some kind of way. You know, we had Papa Wu on here, and we had Johnny Juice from Public Enemy a couple of weeks back. You know what I mean? And we was talking hip-hop, man. DJ Johnny Juice, man, he got a phenomenal hip-hop mind. You know what I mean? Born in the Bronx, like at the epicenter, at the birthplace, and, you know, seeing a lot of things come into existence. You know, he was telling the truth on here. You know what I mean? So that was definitely a crazy ride. So you get the, you know, the understanding. You get the backstory of hip-hop. You see what I'm saying? You don't just get the, you know, the hip-hop, like, started in the Bronx, in the park. And, you know, you see the park and you get all of the flowery shit. He was like, nah, shit was fucked up in the Bronx. And that's what birthed hip-hop, you know, out of that, straight out of, you know, that destruction. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you see in The Matrix, they snatch Neo out of that motherfucker and pull all kind of shit out. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't just come into existence all calm. He didn't get that rebirth all calm. That shit was straight chaotic. You know what I mean? He was screaming and all, you know, all kind of shit. You see what I'm saying? And that's a, you know, a lot of us was born just like that. So, you know, hip-hop would be no different, you know. And we said they ain't even call it hip-hop, you know. And even with these attachments that we got nowadays to hip-hop, he said, because he started off as a graffiti artist, he was like, and a lot of people from, you know, the graffiti world didn't identify with no hip-hop. So it was something that was new. That was a new phenomenon. So. Yeah, just to, you know, hear some of them elements and how that's, you know, how it started out, man. It was definitely an eye-opener, you know what I mean? That was a good show, man. Good show. And, you know, Papa Wu came through just, you know, on the strength. So it was a crazy experience. So, man. So, you know, we're going to have some people come through and lay down some serious hip-hop, you know what I mean? We got this gun blow right here.
I ain't scared of no man. Knife skills, gun work, plus power and both hands. Riding in the bro hand, styling off slow jams. I got the knife at the end of my barrel in case of toast jam. I used to sit OE, wild out in whole heat. Now I stay OT, black power with mo heat. Moving through the storm, proof through the swarm. Pointing pistols at pigs, painting their uniforms. With the Mac 10, I sever crack a limb. For money, that's my brother, we something like twins. He'll beat you to a poke, me, I stab you in the throat. Magnum on the foe, straight tagging the cracker toe. Calico, let him know, step in my gatto blow. Leave him scattered on the floor as I walk up casual. I'm God, ain't talking about that sucker in the sky. When that beat pop off, I could be that other guy. I'm a killer, a cutthroat. Warlord strap with that fofo. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. I'm a killer, a cutthroat. A warlord strap with that fofo. You know my gun blow, you know my gun flow. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. Willie clap, no question. Chrome cracker, corrector. Black baby protector, I keep that weapon. Street taught lessons. My pen possessed by the ghost of Mark Essex. Murderous journalist, homicide author. Carla Ferguson on the side of my altar. A Mac named Martha, my pump Miss Parker. Beretta, Carla Brenda, Regina, my revolver. Two twin nines, Mina and Simone. I never keep them alone. Don't make them sing you a song. I was running through houses, peeling off thousands. Caught case of no fire, they took me to the mountains. Came back counting papers, haters dumbfounded. Place the grill salmon with Lady Black lounging. Sipping on spring water, fresh from a fountain. But still pull that thing with the aim of a falcon. I'm a killer, a cutthroat. Warlord strapped with that fofo. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. I'm a killer, a cutthroat. A warlord strapped with that fofo. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow. You know my gun blow, you know my gun blow.
Gun blow, you know my gun blow.
Hey, G, I was just talking and shit, man.
I'm like, I wonder why you laughing and shit. I'm like, damn, I'm missing out of the combo.
I'd have given a million man march speech, man, over this motherfucker, man, and I was looking up like, oh shit, man.
Jay
Black, man, that gun blow, man, that shit is like a Van Helsing track and shit, motherfucker going around slaying fucking werewolves and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Werewolves and fucking vampires and shit, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no, it's straight no chaser, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That joint's crazy. Joint's crazy.
Jay Black definitely did his thing on that track, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about that Rough Rider still, that's a kind of feel that
yeah.
Day to me when I...
Hell yeah. That was like, yeah, man. Crazy shit. Crazy, man. Let me see.
I don't know how to get in contact. Kate Flo, female that KLX hit me to, man, because I've been listening to her a lot lately, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. She holding it down for the Queens right now with the Black Fire music. She's from Chicago, but she down in Texas, though. But yeah, she wrecking shit right now, and she make her own beat, so I got to figure out how to get in contact with her to do an interview.
She in Texas?
Yeah, so I forgot what part of Texas she in, but I think it's Dallas, because that's when KLX ran into her when he was down there doing his thing in Dallas.
Yeah. He was just in Dallas. It's crazy. She's back down there soon enough. Back down there soon enough, man. We'll let her rock out, too, up there. Yeah, that was a crazy-ass experience, man. Salute to Dallas and salute to Houston and salute to I-45 because I got real acquainted with that motherfucker.
I got 3 hours between Dallas and Houston.
3.5, almost 4. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Got in town, G. Got in town, got into Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Linked up with Red and the brother Trey and shit. First of all, Brick. These cats have me eating lettuce all weekend. You see what I'm saying? Eating fucking lettuce
vegan.
And shit. Vegan, a.k.a. lettuce.
Sorry, I had the Meeting blunts too.
Eating that fucking lettuce all weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get me some of that Sabi vodka. You know what I'm saying? They trying to put lettuce in my Sabi vodka. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
shit was alkaline.
That motherfucker said something funny as shit I done heard about motherfuckers vegans and shit. He's like, oh, here y'all niggas go. I don't want no motherfucking lettuce sandwich. Oh, man.
I give me lettuce all weekend and shit. You know what I mean? I'm in all these vegan spots and shit. You know, I go to the spot and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, spaghetti, blah, blah, blah.
You should be hydrated.
Vegan spaghetti and shit. Fucking fake meat. I'm like, yo, man, fake meat.
Hey, my thing is how they try to get you, though. They be like, yeah, we about to have tacos. I'm like, man, I ain't no motherfucking taco, man. We're going to have to come up with some different names for y'all food, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they still be calling it, like, regular stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit was fire, though. I couldn't front, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's all an acquired taste, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, our palates are bastardized, you know what I'm saying, with the European way of eating, you know what I'm saying, with all the chemicals and the processed meats and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us have adapted that diet, you know what I'm saying? So when the vegan or raw food or vegetables or anything like that is introduced to us, it's foreign. You know what I'm saying?
It's not nasty. I'm just clowning this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just clowning this motherfucking, clowning this lettuce shit the whole time and shit. You know, I got people out running around and shit. Can't get no parking space and shit. Damn, this motherfucker eating this lettuce, man. You go in there, can't even find a seat to sit down and shit. Got these motherfuckers in there all jovial eating this lettuce. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, okay, you know, me and my brother Tahir, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna be eating that lettuce, man. Tahir pulled out some lettuce on me too, man. I was like, man, what is this, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm passing Whataburger and all these steakhouses and shit, and all I got in my stomach and on my mind is lettuce. You know what I'm saying?
Man, my bro was just trying to get me to get some damn Whataburger when we was on the way to Mississippi. He tried to get us to go 25 minutes out the way on the highway before we passed through Birmingham. We're like, let's go to Whataburger. I ain't gonna hurt this shit.
Yeah. Watch your tone, Brick, man. We close, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like blasphemy. We talking about Whataburger, man. I passed 85,000. I know it was the same ones because we was on I-45 every day, so I know I passed the same ones going up and coming down, but fuck that. I didn't get no Whataburger. I ain't getting no Whataburger. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Texas is so big. Y'all done flew into Texas and then took a road trip inside the state.
I'm telling you, got there, yo, and went to this vegan spot, man. We went to the spot. We walked up in the joint, and as soon as Pill walked in, man, the dude was at the door like, hey, man, you one of them pills? So, you know, he was on pill, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was crazy. Yeah. And I was just like, man, you know, this shit just be spreading. You don't even know, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was good, man. It was a good spot, man. He cool with Bob Ashraf Quasi and shit. So, you know, they be over there all the time. So that was a good opportunity to be up in that spot, you know, as far as it was a nice spot too. I don't remember the name of that shit. I remember it. I put it out. But it was a good spot, man. You know what I mean? Good food and all of that, you know what I mean? So then we got on that road and, you know, drove to Africa, Texas, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I was on that Gilligan's Island shit, Rick, like a 3-hour tour and shit. The shit that never ends. And no matter how long you drive it, man, you look at the sign and shit, say Houston, 100 and something. You know what I'm saying? 187. And it's 100 and something. And it's 100 and something. Then you get down to just like 87. You're like, what the fuck, man? Like, we ain't gonna never get off this motherfucker. I-45 and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool, though, man. We went out there to Houston, linked up with Tahir and shit. We did an interview on All Real Radio. Ty Hill, RBG, and myself out there with the brother Derek Muhammad and, you know, Malik Muhammad from Inbuff. It's a SWAT is out there. And, you know, they have some talented thespians up in there, you know, who did some plays they was doing last night at Josephine Baker. So they was up in the studio. So it was pretty live, man. So, you know, and they were advertising for us the whole time. You know, salute to All Real Radio, man. If you need some promo and you in the Texas, the area of Texas, man, link them up, man. Salute to the Queen Denise, man. She was very helpful. And, you know, they were very affordable. And also, you know, they came out and showed us love, man. It was remarkable. You know what I mean? So definitely salute to All Real Radio. So we did that, ripped that joint, and got on I-45 again, man. Came back to Dallas, man, to Pan-African Connections. And, you know, we were supposed to start at 7. We rolled in at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? We get up in there and we see young Savy, the arts degree, up in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Looking like Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Savy all in one and shit out there. You know what I'm saying? So man, that joint was fire, man. Shout out to the sister Sci-Fi. Sister Sci-Fi came through there, and Lone Stars came through there in the building. It was in the building, RBG Nation, you know, out there doing their thing, man. Like, it was crazy. They had KT and Red pulled off an impromptu lecture, you know what I'm saying, with questions and answers in the joint, you know what I mean, on the spot. And, you know, they was just vibing. So you could just see that, you know, organic solidarity and that, you know, that ability to just feed off of one another, you know what I mean, and make something monumental. They did something monumental out there. So we got a chance to see that. And, you know, Tahir gave an explosive performance out there. You know, it was moving, you know what I mean? So that was a good opportunity. And Baba Amin spoke about the, you know, the importance of, you know, supporting the institutions that, you know, that are around. You know, we were standing in Pan-African Connections, you know what I mean? So he directed the focus and the attention on where we were, you know, right there, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, some action steps to, you know, help with the sustainability, you know. Because, you know, these stores can't go under these institutions, you know, they can't go under. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, just spoke about support, things like that. So that was pretty classic, you know, for the ground. You know, cats came out, you know, and showed love, man. You know, it was good to see people, you know what I mean? Like, people that was coming through to really show love, man. That was it, you know what I mean? Then we went... got back on that I-5 and shit, went back to Houston. You see what I'm saying? Like, that, you know, that first night in Houston, they showed us some love. You know what I mean? That was classic. And then, you know, went up there for the event in Houston, and that was tight. You know, had the elder come through, Baba Fanon, to play the drums, you know, the African drums. So, you know, we had that spirit right. And, you know, Tahir did, you know, opening ceremony properly, you know, with... you know, invoking the spirits of the ancestors in the place, man. You know, Blue Pill came through, and, you know, the whole synergy was connected with the people that was there. You know what I mean? Like, some cats came out of the blue. It was like, yo, is this the place? They didn't even know where they was coming to. They was just like, yo, is this the place that Red and Blue going to be at? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, out of nowhere, Red Pill pop up right there. You see what I'm saying? So they got a chance to vibe with him and meet with him directly. You know what I mean? And it was amazing. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't about anybody's political ideology, spiritual inclination, you know, all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't none of that in there. You ain't feel no tension. You felt at ease. You see what I'm saying? With the people out there, and the actions were solid. They was genuine. You know, the vendors, you know, they was in Dallas and they was in Houston. So, you know, they made that trip like us. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, from different places, people came up and they was out there. So it was all love. It was just like love all the way around. You see what I'm saying? So it was good. And, you know, that live stream is still available, you know, for the family. If they wanted to purchase that live stream, it's still up there. And you got access to it for up to 30 days. So You know, it's definitely out there. If you go to www.rbgexplosion.com, you know, so you can see some of the things that was there. And it was his sister by the name of Gemini. And she killed that joint, brick, man. Like, I'm talking about, she killed it to shreds. Like, you know, Tahir gave us performance, you know what I mean? And that energy was super high. And she came after it and then, like, pushed it to the ceiling. You see what I'm saying? Like, so you see that divine masculine, divine feminine energy right there that was a compliment of one another. You know what I mean? And giving that explosive type of presentation that she did in the form of poetry, or what people term spoken words. She just really had some real talk conversations in between. You know, it's a phenomenal presentation. Definitely, you know, for the people to hear that string, you know what I mean? And I got an opportunity to, you know, lay some things out there to the family, which was cool, you know, incorporating everything and also being like a precursor for Red's presentation. So, you know, dropped a couple of jewels on him. And Tahir came back up and brought up Blue Pill. You know, Blue Pill, you know, he opened the way. And then you got to hear that same energy that you heard with Red and KT with Red and Blue. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like a phenomenal type of situation that was there. So it was definitely a powerful weekend, you know, in regards to, you know, the information that was dropped and the connections that was made with the people. And, you know, did a couple more interviews that were out there. And also on the way back to Dallas, did a, you know, phone interview with Conscious Mindset, KPFT radio out there. It was a classic presentation, a little, you know, short one, but it was dope on that radio. So it's just, you know, it was a workcation, you know what I mean? It was a workcation out there. You know, you go out there. Yeah, that joint was classic. Get into my 97, man. Since you don't want to talk to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Get into something from this.
Okay,
table.
Man. I was listening to the Dallas story. I'm waiting for the Detroit pop off.
Yeah. I'll be there Saturday, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm off this weekend, too. You got to ride from the airport. You need me to pick you up?
please do. Otherwise, I'd be dead out there.
I'm there, then. What time you set down Saturday?
Oh, shit. You don't want to know what time we get there Saturday, man. That's crazy.
What time you get there Saturday?
Like 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning? Man, I come get you. You're going to have to come to Flint, then.
That's cool.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with you at 2 in the morning in Detroit.
Yeah, shit. I come to Flint, you know what I'm saying? Drink me some of that Flint water.
Oh, man. Nah, we got enough bottled water, man.
Niggas is pushing that RBG Flint water. They think it's good, but the other people ears is toxic. It's that Flint water, man. Niggas pushing that RBG Flint water. Oh, man. I'm staying out of that. Man. Yo, we had a...
How long you was... When you came back out?
Monday. Yeah. That's going to be crazy. That motherfucker, man. We was talking about, what was he talking? We was talking about something about hip hop on Asafo Radio, and Tahir was on, and Tahir said that he asked all artists that he talked to what's their favorite line from Big Daddy Kane. So I gotta ask Baba Bricks, man, what's your favorite Big Daddy Kane line? You heard me, Rick? Yo. Play some Big Daddy Kane. I ain't talking to Rick no more.
Straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word. I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me. They want to get some. But I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory. They can't get with me. So pick a BC day, because you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's going to take a miracle. And stepping to me. Yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition. I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, but don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I tend to wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Kane starts to talk, cuz. My field in court, then again on second thought. The half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax. Chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that. I'm the big daddy. And dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
Yo, Brick.
Yo.
Yo, the floor is yours, man.
Yeah, my apologies, people. I came over to kick it with my bro, and unfortunately, he has an iPhone, and I don't have a charger. My phone about to die, so I'm about to. We're gonna have to close out this show, but we'll definitely be back full power next week. And my phone will be fully charged next week, but we'll be on the computer next week. But peace and power to everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Black power. Black power. Black motherfucking power.
Yes, this is Melon Man and Greatness. Can you feel the power in the statement? Mind is on me, I'm so awake and this is sacred. I feel so amazing.
Looking for a reason, blame it on my melanated greatness. More than just a conscious rapper, overall I am the greatest. My kindness ain't no weakness, on the slick they really hating. I know they want my spot, but they could never ever take it. No, this ain't no movie, so it ain't no trading places. Very unappreciative, nothing about them gracious. No, I ain't no doctor, but they testing all my patients. They the common denominator to the equation. My ass is black as tar, my spirit on fire blazing. Step up in the room, you're feeling my vibration. Embracing Voodoo and moving like I'm a Haitian. Cry for Heyru, make moves across the nation. Just like you, so rock, I study the master basic. Black of all trades, they are Shakur crazy. Banging like a Scary Ali. That's on the daily. Me, I'm super free. He brick the foundation.
This is melanated greatness, greatness. Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement? Feel it. My insomnia, I'm so awake in meditation. Yeah. Third eye activated, 40 blazing. This is sacred. Woo. I feel so amazing. This is melanated greatness, greatness. Now tell me, can you feel the power of that statement? Feel it. My insomnia, I'm so awake in meditation. Yeah. Third eye activated, 40 blazing, this is sacred. I feel so amazing
that I'm just sitting contemplating, focused, trying to find a way to change our situation.
Woo.
I ain't got 400 years for waiting to celebrate.